Mia budak awewe.
Mia is a girl.
Mane mangsa 7 tahun.
She is 7 years old.
Mia asal ti Kanada.
Mia comes from Canada.
Dinten ieu mangrupikeun dinten kahiji sakola.
Today is the first day of school.
Mia bungah pikeun ngadamel babaturan anyar.
Mia is excited to make new friends.
Mia ningali budak au.
Mia sees a girl.
Gadisna nyata Emma.
The girl is Emma.
Emma nyebut, "Halo Mia."
Emma says, "Hello Mia."
Mia seuri sareng ngabalikeun, "Halo."
Mia smiles and replies, "Hello."
Mia sareng Emma janten sobat pangsana.
Mia and Emma become best friends.
Aranjeuna bagja.
They are happy.
Mia nyieun leuwih babaturan di sakola.
Mia makes more friends at school.
Mia teberi bahagia.
Mia is very happy.
Tom hudang isuk-isuk.
Tom wakes up early in the morning.
Nyata runawai kamana iraha.
He takes a shower and gets dressed.
Teras, anjeuna angkat ka dapur.
Then, he goes to the kitchen.
Tom ngadamel sarapan gancang.
Tom makes breakfast quickly.
Saat sarapan, anjeuna angkat ti apartemennya.
After breakfast, he leaves his apartment.
Tom lempang ka halte bis.
Tom walks to the bus stop.
Manha ningali babaturanana Sarah.
He sees his friend, Sarah.
Maraneun maraneuh di antos kendaraan.
They chat while waiting for the bus.
Bus sumping tepat waktu.
The bus arrives on time.
Marana nakabis sareng milarian korsi.
They get on the bus and find seats.
Tom maca buku nalika naik kendaraan.
Tom reads a book during the ride.
Aranjeuna ngahontal pusat kota satos sabaraha waktos.
They reach the city center after some time.
Tom ningali loba toko jengkai.
Tom sees many shops and cafes.
Manha mutuskeun pikeun meuli kopi.
He decides to buy coffee.
Tom resep kopi nanalika calik di luar.
Tom enjoys his coffee while sitting outside.
Satos kopina, waktosna pikeun digau.
After his coffee, it is time to work.
Ale jeung Jordan teh babaturan pangalusna tibaheula.
Alex and Jordan were best friends since childhood.
Aranjeuna hirup di lingkungan anu sami sareng angkat ka sakola anu sami.
They lived in the same neighborhood and went to the same school.
Aranjeuna ngabagi seueur kenangan bareng ti proyek sakola dugi ka pesta ulang tahun.
They shared many memories together, from school projects to birthday parties.
Sabat dina marah, utamina dina uge sanget hese.
Their friendship grew stronger over the years, especially during tough times.
Sakumaha anu dihadapi ku salah sahiji, anu sansna sok aya pikeun ngabantosan.
Whenever one of them faced a problem, the other was always there to help.
Dinasa, aranjeuna ngagungkeun kasuksesan silih.
In good times, they celebrated each other's achievements.
Aranjeuna bareng-bareng sulap.
They would have fun at parties and laugh together.
Bond smarana khusus diwangun dina kayakinan jeung pamahaman.
Their bond was special, built on trust and understanding.
Aranjeuna terang aranjeuna tiasa ngandelkeun silih tis naon anu kajantenan.
They knew they could count on each other no matter what happened.
Dostor ieu mangrupa harta, hiji sumber kanyaman jeung kabagjaan.
This friendship was a treasure, a source of comfort and joy.
Sahabat anu bener langka sareng kedah salawasna dihargaan.
True friends are rare and should always be cherished.
Di hiji kota anu rame, dua pausahan keur tarung pikeun gelar inovator teknologi pangluhurna.
In a bustling city, two companies were vying for the title of the leading tech innovator.
Teci nuate ngaluncurkeun alat AI anyar, janji kakamampuh anu teu acan aya.
Tech Innovate launched its new AI device, promising unprecedented capabilities.
Rialcorp ngadangu hearing geunaan peluncuran sareng langsung ngamimitian damel dina proyekna sorangan.
Rival Corp heard about the launch and immediately started working on their own project.
Teknologi numaran kacida dibangkitkeun bisa ngarobih kahirupan sapopoe.
The technology they were developing could revolutionize everyday life.
Tapi kabingungan etika ngeunaan priasi jeung keamanan muncul.
However, ethical concerns about privacy and security arose.
Perusahaan ngalaksanakeun rapat pikeun ngatasi dilema tika ieu.
The companies held meetings to address these ethical dilemmas.
Nalika maraton ngalawan waktos, dua tim ngagaduhan tekanan.
As they raced against time, both teams experienced the pressure.
Dina akhir, perusahaan anu sukses bakal ngagaduhan kasempetan pikeun mimpin pasar.
In the end, the company that succeeded would have the opportunity to lead the market.
Dampak tina tindakan marana bakal ngabentuk masa depan teknologi.
The consequences of their actions would shape the future of technology.
Akhirna, pemenang bakal nyetel standar anyar di industri teknologi.
Ultimately, the winner would set new standards in the tech industry.
Dina tahun 2047, lanskap hukum parantos robih secara dramatis.
In the year 2147, the legal landscape had transformed drastically.
Kecerdasan buatan ayeuna parantos diintegrasikeun kana unggal widang kahirupan.
Artificial intelligence was now embedded in every sphere of life.
Integrasi ieu ngangkat patarosan jero ngeunaan ti kasareng tanggung jawab.
This integration raised profound questions regarding ethics and responsibility.
Elena, hiji pengacara kamampuh, mendakan dirina di tengah perkara anu nangtang.
Elena, a skilled lawyer, found herself amidst a challenging case.
Kliena, nuju dituduh manipulasikeun sistem AI, nuju ngadegna hukuman anu parah.
Her client, accused of manipulating an AI system, was facing severe penalties.
Nalika bukti ngumpul, Elena ngalembereun kana cai hideung ngeunaan etika AI.
As evidence accumulated, Elena delved into the murky waters of AI ethics.
Penelitianana nunjukkeun kompleksitas nu ngadaek garis antara leres sareng salah.
Her research revealed complexities that blurred the line between right and wrong.
Elena nyangi nalidasi di dilema moral sanajan buluh dialon atrian strategi.
Elena faced a moral dilemma as she pondered her defense strategy.
Naha taleres pikeun ngajaga batur anu parantos ngala sistem.
Was it justifiable to defend someone who had betrayed the system?
Dina di ruang sidang, atmosfer jadi kandel ku ketegangan.
In the courtroom, the atmosphere was thick with tension.
Elena didiri, tekad pikeun tarung pikeun keadilan jeung kayaktian.
Elena stood firm, determined to fight for justice and truth.
Nalika maneh nyieun argum nutupna, juri nenjo kalayan saksama.
As she made her closing arguments, the jury listened intently.
Putusan disampaikan, Elena ngarasa campuran rahmat sareng kabingungan.
The verdict delivered, Elena felt a mixture of relief and uncertainty.
Akhirna, manehna nyahoin perjalana ngaliwatan ieu buram etika lanskap masih jauh tirengs.
Ultimately, she knew that her journey through this murky ethical landscape was far from over.
Dersamanta Grene ngamimitian hiji perjalanan luar biasa di saban benua pikeun ngajayah sipat anu multiasa tina keadilan.
Dr. Samantha Green embarked on an extraordinary journey across continents to explore the multifaceted nature of justice.
Panghentian kahiji na teu di Jepang, nusa sampurnan ku anjeuna ku kasaimbangan rumit komunitas jeung hukum.
Her first stop was in Japan, where she was captivated by the intricate balance of community and law.
Di jalan-jalan hirup di Tokyo, manehna nyaksian kumaha sistem yudisial nyatu jeung nilai-nilai budaya, nyiptakeun bentuk keadilan anu unik.
In Tokyo's vibrant streets, she witnessed how the judicial system intertwined with cultural values, creating a unique form of justice.
Dierent language translation in Sundanese.
In sharp contrast, her travels took her to the United States, where law often emphasized individual rights over communal responsibilities.
Nalika didinya, manehna nyambung sareng ahli hukum sareng pamimpin masyarakat, ngumpulkeun perspektif anubda ngeunaan keadilan.
While there, she engaged with legal experts and community leaders, gathering diverse perspectives on justice.
Samsara dina nyarioskeun kumaha kont sajarah anubda mangaruhan interpretasi prinsip hukum.
The scholars spoke of how varying historical contexts influenced the interpretation of legal principles.
Akhirna, panalung tikanana ngahasilkeun tapestri keadilan, nembongkeun kumaha budaya anu beda-beda milih hak kolektif lawan hak individu.
Ultimately, her research unveiled a tapestry of justice, portraying how different cultures prioritize collective versus individual rights.
Janten ngalangkungan petualangana, anjeuna ngalaksanakeun pamahaman komprehensi ngeunaan sistem kadilan global sareng biodiversitas anu beunghar di jerona.
Thus, through her adventures, she fostered a comprehensive understanding of global justice systems and the rich diversity within them.